Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in. And now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God.
Hallelujah. It's a new season. It's a new day.
Amen. Amen. It is a new season and it is a new day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Welcome everyone to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. Yes, we are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst, and we are excited. We are thankful. We give God all the glory for another opportunity to come to you bringing forth his powerful, all-sustaining, never-failing, hallelujah, word of God. Praise God. We thank God for everyone that has tuned in tonight. We thank God for you and you and especially you. Praise God. We keep you lifted in our prayers, our listening audience. And so we thank God for you just taking the time out of your Monday night to tune in and share with us in this word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for his presence as well. Thank you, Jesus, first and foremost. You know, I'm just going to ask everybody right now where you are, whether you in your living room, your bedroom, you could be even in your bathroom. Go ahead and just give God a shout out. If he has done anything for you, go ahead and wherever you are, yes, yes, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, Father. We give you all the glory. We give you praise, Lord God, because you are such a wonderful, awesome God. Oh, yes, you are. You are the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. Hallelujah. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. God is so good. I don't know about you, but there is just something that's been going on in the kingdom of God. There are shifts that are taking place. There are those that are a remnant of God that are being able to come forth boldly, stand in the presence of even adverse circumstances. but God is bringing his people through for a time such as this. Hallelujah, to be able to go forth to minister his word, to go forth to share the good news gospel of Jesus Christ, to go forth no matter what the odds may be and tell this dying world, hallelujah, that we have a living Savior and his name is Jesus Christ. And so we give God the praise. We're excited about all that God is doing in his kingdom, hallelujah. We're excited about those that don't mind standing forth in this day, letting this world know that, yes, it, no matter what is going on, no matter what's going on the world scene, there is still a mighty God, hallelujah, that sits high, that's on his throne, that nothing happens without it first being filtered through his hands. Praise God. He is our God. And we thank God. I thank God. I give him all the praise. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and get started, hallelujah, with our program tonight. We have Minister Pastor Jasper Whitehurst that will be coming and bringing forth a powerful word tonight. Don't lose your grip. Don't lose your grip. And he's going to be talking about temptation, praise God. Don't lose your grip. And so we just are looking forward to what God has deposited on the inside of him to be able to share for a time such as this. But before we get to the word, we'd like to go ahead and usher in the presence of God with praise, because the word of God tells us that God inhabits, hallelujah, the praises of his people, praise God. So we're going to play for you a song of praise in your listening, a song of encouragement in your listening. Go ahead and listen and be blessed, because no matter what you are going through, know that there shall be glory after this. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!
be glory after this. No matter what you're going through, no matter what the circumstances, our word tells us and our Heavenly Father confirms that weeping may endure for a night, but joy will surely come. Oh, yes, if you are a child of the Most High God, you can count on joy surely coming in the morning. There will be glory after this. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. Oh, I'm about to shout up in here on that one. Praise God. God is, he is so good, and he is good all the time. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you all will please just bow your heads with me, we're going to go to the throne of grace in prayer, and then the next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst. Hallelujah. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we give you all the glory and all the praise because you are so worthy. Oh, yes, you are, Lord God. You are our God, and there is nothing that is impossible for you, Lord God. No matter what we may be dealing with, no matter what the situation may be, no matter what, Heavenly Father, Lord God, we may be going through, we know, Lord God, that all we got to do, Father God, is look to the hills from which cometh our help, knowing our help comes from the Lord, that all we got to do, Lord God, is to stand still and know and see the salvation of our God. Just stand still and rest in you, Father God, because you are our strength when we are weak. You are our refuge when we need a place, Lord, to just go and hide under the shadow of the Almighty, Father God. Oh, yes, Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory right now, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for the words that will go forth tonight. Thank you for the ears, Lord God, that will hear your word. Prepare the hearts, prepare the minds, prepare, Lord God, our spirits to be able to receive what thus saith the Lord. And we give you praise. And Lord, as your word is deposited, Father, thank you that it goes forth and it does not return void, but it will accomplish that for which you have sent and purposed it to accomplish. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. Praise God for the wonder of God for the prayer on the night. Praise God for
hallelujah.
The
thank
God
you,
for
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Here in the earth. Praise God
yes,
for the word.
Yes,
song,
yes, yes, yes.
Just
hallelujah.
All of that and then some. Praise God. Lord,
praise
thank
God.
You. Thank you for your word. For your people, your Holy Spirit on this hour, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let thy will be done.
Yes.
Amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. I'd like to share a word for the night. Praise God on this day. And you turn me to the book of James. The book of James, chapter 31. The book of James, chapter 31.
Amen.
You're going to come from the King James Version on tonight. Whatever version you have used, that's okay. Praise God. But you come from the book of James. Do you know James the King of Jesus?
Yes, he was.
He's the King of Jesus.
His brother.
Yeah. Your own brother. Amen. To God be the glory of James.
Amen.
Amen. It's a short book. It's a powerful book of the Word
yes,
of God. All God's Word is powerful. So it's a powerful book of the Word of God.
Amen.
And we're going to get into the Word of Jesus. We're going to start with chapter 1 and verse 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. 13. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil. Neither tempted he any man. 14. For every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. 15. Then, when lust had conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Amen. On tonight, we're going to speak about, for our title tonight, don't lose your grip. You can win over temptation.
Amen.
I said, don't lose your grip.
All right,
you can win over temptation, praise
amen.
God. Amen. Some people define temptation as desire to do something especially something wrong or right, mm-hmm. or something unwise. Mm-hmm. Okay, sometimes people think temptation is a course of action. They may attract or they tempt you and cause certain things to occur. Mm-hmm. What is spiritual temptation? Mm-hmm. What is spiritual temptation? The intentional enticement of a person by some bait, or something to that effect. Mm. I mean, bait could be anything. Bait could be somebody might be an issue of, you know, maybe be an alcoholic, may issue with being a shopaholic, may issue with their love latte, may issue with different things. You may sit down and can't push on the table, so you have not only sit down to the table. But some people that got issue with different things in life, and sometimes might be something that can be addicted to, and sometimes engage into it more than it should. You know, mm-hmm. all kinds of things to draw your attention away from the thing of God back to something else. You know, mm-hmm. so you can't love two mountains, so you love God. You can't love two mountains, so you love one or hate the other. So mm-hmm. something in our life today, maybe social media, because different things in our life today can draw our attention from God to other things. Mm-hmm. Amen? That'd be some form of temptation that kind of entices you to do things that's wrong, do things out of the will of God, you may. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it can be, anyone can be subject to it, so you're not exempt from it. You got blood in your veins, your liver, your liver breathing, you are not exempt from temptation. Mm-hmm. It's temptation can have to a man, woman, boy, girl, anyone, mm-hmm. whosoever. Your liver and breathing can be subject to some form of temptation. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Some form of enticement. You can help mm-hmm. can pull and draw them from the things of God. Usually pride, always in self-gratification, mmm-hmm. to disobedient or God can reveal some things in your life by going in that direction. Sometimes it can be demonic. Hmm. It can be all fleshly, because you walk in the flesh and not walk in the spirit of God. Hmm. If you're a child of God, you should be walking in the spirit of God.
Yes.
Holy Spirit. You feel the Holy Spirit. And you should be walking in the flesh, so walk by faith and not by sight. So you should strive to walk by God's spirit. And God's hmm. spirit to abide in us and fill with the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we should walk in the flesh. Shouldn't fall to demand attack of the enemy. Amen. But sometimes that can be object to always cause God's people to be distorted from the things of God, of God's word, and cause it to be defined of God's mission in the world. We are in a mission in the world, amen, for the salvation of souls, for the discipleship, for evangelism. In the earth, so that way our calling that have a purpose to do those type of things in the fivefold ministry and beyond, in the worship of the church, worship of God, for in the kingdom of God. So we got work to do, saints. It's a work we had to do, call upon my life or for your life, that God had called and commanded us to do those things, and we had mission here on this earth. We won't say just go to heaven. We say also right here on the earth to do a work for the kingdom of God. So don't allow distractions and other things from the temptation draw you away from you. You mean the true meaning of God that called for you to do. Amen. Temptation is, it's not new. It's not new. Temptation is something old for the enemy. Temptation is way in the Garden of Eden. Are you sure? I'm going to turn to chapter 3 in the Garden of Eden. Let's see what the Word of God said about that. Chapter 3 in the Garden of Genesis, praise God. The enemy was not working then, and he's working now. So that doesn't change anything. So it's not nothing new. The enemy, tactics for the enemy. Amen. Go to chapter 3. And let's go down to Genesis chapter 3. You're going to be doing going through a lot of word on tonight. Amen. And get going down to chapter 3, verses 4. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. Amen. You need the Father alive. For God doeth know that in the day that ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be a God, small g, G-O-D-S, knowing good and evil. And 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired, to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband, and with her, and he revoked them, they did eat of the fruit. But God told them not to do that. They were given divine instructions by God so they can have anything, all the truth in there they could have, but not to participate, not to do that. And it's just a big God that's doing, in the intent of them, that's doing something they shouldn't have done in the Garden of Eden. He did it then. He used the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and pride of life. And you go down to chapter 3, verses 6. When the woman saw that a tree was good for food to eat, lust of the flesh, and they were pleasant to the eyes, lust of the eyes. And the tree be desired of, make one wise, pride of life, because there's self glorification there and self replicating there as well. So she, all that was going back to the enemy and that temptation of Adam and Eve. But that's nothing new. He's doing the same thing today. Same tactic, but he's using a different strategy. I mean, he can't create anything new, but the same old tactic you then, same old tactic you for the Spanish people of God today, believing in Christ. Today, same old different tactics, but just the different kind of greater, one more, but the same greater. But the same thing you got to be careful about is the tactic and strategy of the enemy. And also, he said, state of mind trying to distract you against the things of God, trying to put you out of the things of God, trying to get you not to do the things of God, not to be obedient to God's word. Amen. It can lead to a lack of self-control in your life and what you do, whatever issue you happen to be, it can be used for the lack of self-control. It can be used for deception and temptation more great than them and more than of the enemy. Before that, lust represents desire, different kind of desires in a person's life, or an inward part of a person's temptation, inwardness of yourself. Almost like Burger King, you know, you want to have it your way. But in Christ, saying what God said. God said to obey his word, obey him, and do what he called you to do in commandments. So you can love two masters. Love God with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding. And then don't be enticed by the enemy, for lust of the flesh referring to physical temptation, especially sexual sin. Lust of the eyes is greed, is envy, and is extravagance in your life. Amen. Pride of life is an arrogance and desire to be recognized by someone, but to be highly recognized. Sometimes people take it to the extreme. It often associated with wealth and position and desire to be for someone to look upon you. Desire that you are important. You are a person of great importance. You just kind of self-glorify yourself to some instance, self-glorification, praise God. Sometimes some people utterly act in jealousy towards saying you glorify yourself in, instead of glorifying God, you glorify yourself. And the other thing that got, saying the key out of heaven for it, self-glorification, pridefulness of God. God do not like pridefulness in that mouth. Satan tempted Adam and Eve and Jesus. We're going to look for chapter verse 1:13, he tempted Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, our Lord and Savior. He tempted him. So we're not exempt from temptation here on this earth. We are not exempt. He tempted Christ. He also will tempt us as well in different ways, in different strategies, in different tactics. Ain't nothing new in the Son of Satan. You can't create nothing new. You can do what you always have. It's the same thing. The lust of the flesh, pride of life, and the lust of the eyes. It's the same thing he's used today. He used the same thing today. So it's the same tip. Us in different ways. Amen. He tried to tempt us to turn every believer from the faith of God, mm-hmm. away from God, if you will. Mm-hmm. Yes, they can go to 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2. Now, that was in Genesis before. Let me go to 1 John chapter 2. They were going to New Testament. That was Old Testament. In the New Testament, John 2, 15 and 16.
Amen. 1 John chapter 2, mm-hmm. verses 15 and 16. All right, praise the Lord. And it reads, love not the world, mm-hmm. neither the things that are in the world.
My God.
If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
Okay.
For all that is in the world
uh-huh.
is the lust of the flesh.
Come on now.
And the lust of the eyes.
In the world?
And the pride of life.
Say again?
The lust of the flesh for
yes.
all that is in the world.
My God.
Is the lust of the flesh
mm-hmm.
and the lust of the eyes.
Yes.
And the pride of life. Is not of the Father,
uh-huh.
but is of the world.
Oh, it's not of the Father. It's not of God.
No, it's not.
There has been, there will be. It's not of God. See, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. We are in the world, but it's not of the world. The world simply.
Mm-hmm.
It's not of the world, but we're in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes a difference, you know, because the world has a system, magic system they have. You can see it all over the place,
mm-hmm.
in different areas, in finance, in government. And statehood and other places all around the world, it's different, every different system. God said, be in the world, but don't be other world. And you got to learn how to navigate with the power of God through all those different things of Elijah. With the power of God, God can keep you strong while you're here on this earth and do what he calls you to do. He's great commandment he calls you to. He's great commission, if you will, for the faith of God. Amen?
Yeah.
And also, you're talking about temptation on the night.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that temptation gets caught up in is sin will cost us more than we can pay. Sin will keep us longer than you want to stay. And sin will have you blame others for your disobedience to God.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Sin will do that and so much more. Sin is death. God is never fooled when someone sin, someone falls in temptation. He's never fooled. He can't fool God. You can't fool other people around you, but you can't fool God Almighty. He's no fool. He sees all, he sees everything. He knows everything. But he's not fooled by what we do and don't do. Sin disrupts a person's relationship with others and with God. I said, sin disrupts a person's relationship with others and with God. Amen. You can look at Isaiah 59 to your life. But still, God seeks a relationship. Even out of these, God still seeks a relationship. But something had changed in the relationship with sin in the end. And sin became on mankind, the sinful nature of that failure. But through Jesus Christ, God, he reconciled through that, through Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, he did on Calvary, reconciliation through that, through his blood, and through his word, and through him, our God, being the Lamb of God, he took and atoned that, praise God, for us. Amen. So we got atoned through Christ over sin.
Amen.
And thank God for that opportunity. I'm seeing an introduction here. Temptation is ever present. And only here on the earth, temptation is ever present.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. For the pertaining to believe in Christ. And to call for the Christ in the world, the thing we do for Christ, that's the only thing gonna last. But the thing we do for Christ, the mission God called to do, is in trying to disrupt that mission in our life, and trying to disrupt the people of God as well. He's been doing that from the temptation, he's doing that. Since the beginning of creation, praise God. And although he was defeated, folks, because Jesus defeated him. Amen. Temptation demonstrates to the believer in Christ that we have the victory, praise God. We have the victory in both our position on Christ and through his victory he has for us in our lives. Through the victory on the cross and through the thing that Christ did in our lives, we have his victory in Christ Jesus. 1 Corinthians 15:57. Okay. Don't lose your grip. You can't win over temptation. Amen. That's an introduction. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. 1 Corinthians 15:57.
Yes, it
is. And the word of God reads,
my God.
But thanks be to God.
Uh-huh.
Which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, verse 58,
yes.
Therefore, my beloved brethren,
uh-huh.
be ye steadfast, unmovable,
always
abounding in the work of the Lord.
Always abounding.
For as much as you know that your labor is
yes.
not in vain in the Lord.
Don't get rid of it. Well done. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. It's not in vain. God takes into account. God watch you already. He see what you are doing. He see what's going on in your heart and your mind. So God knows and understands what's happening. Amen. So don't get weary and well doing. I'm going to top six talks for the night. start with one. You're talking about don't lose your grip. You can win over temptation. Number one, decision. The decision we make a difference in our everyday life. Amen. According to James 1:14, the decision of the faith of God, it makes a difference in how you carry out there and how we do from day to day. Our day-to-day life, Christian walk, Christian journey, from day to day makes a difference in what we say and what we do and how we carry on and how we walk in the spirit and not in the lust of the flesh. It make a big difference for the people of God. It make a big, big difference for the things of God. Let's go back to James chapter 1, verse 12. Amen. Continue. Make it verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lust. Humankind. Drawn away from his own lust and enticed. What do you mean about? Well, you got some decision to make during the time of temptation. Amen. First, you must decide which way you're going to go. Okay? Okay, these are two-way traffic. Okay, one, God's way, the right way. Two, your way, a Burger King. Okay, that'll work. Three, indecision never wins.
Mm-hmm.
So by being a disciple, you're saying something. You're not obeying God's word, not obeying what he tells you to do, to follow his spirit, to walk in the spirit. So you make a decision. You're saying something. So you're indecisive about what's going on. And there was enemy like you have, you have to be indecisive about your thoughts and your mind and your heart. And he can't put other things in there, give you a little crumb drop in there and get you sweaty to do some other things. Okay? If you do some wrong thing in your life, you fall to temptation. So you gotta get it right. Obey God's word or disobey the word of God.
Choice to make.
So choice is God to choose you this day when you choose this day when you serve.
Mm-hmm.
You know in between here. Hello?
Amen.
No in between here. Heaven or hell, no in between here. Amen.
No.
1 Thessalonians 5, chapter 5, verse 21, 22. He's talking about prove all things. Hold fast it, which is good. God is good, right? All the time God is good. Okay, hold fast to the things of good. Learn the word of God. Obey the word of God. Amen. 22 says, abstain from all appearance of evil, not some of evil, not part of evil, all appearance of evil. And God gives you strength to do that. When you say, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me, okay, there shouldn't be issues. You already pronounced that you can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Yes, you can. By obeying the word of God, to be true to God's word, and leaning not to your own understanding. Amen. Don't go to Burger King way. Lean not to your own understanding. Praise God. And God, trust in God's word and do what God called and commanded us to do. Amen.
Amen.
Firmness and determination are always necessary if temptation to be resisted and successful. You got to have firmness. You got to have determination. You got to have the real desire to want to do that. Paul, I'm fully persuaded in the things that I will do for the things of God, the things of Christ. You know, don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Don't let nothing separate you from Christ. Don't let no temptation separate you from the things of God. You know, be steadfast, be firm, be strong. Have a strong foundation in the things of God. And God will continue to build you, grow you, develop you in your time of need. And he will be there for you
mm-hmm.
from time to time, from day to day. And God will give you strength to overcome.
Yes.
You are overcoming in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You are victorious in Christ.
Amen.
You are more than conqueror in Christ.
Yeah.
You know, you're a chosen generation, praise
yeah.
God.
Exactly.
You go, oh no, you're bound up for Christ. You know,
amen.
You're so much more in the things of God. God speaks highly of you. You know, and you're honored and cherish him. And God speaks highly of you as a child of the Most High God.
Yeah.
You don't just stumble on a wall. God speaks highly of you.
Yeah.
And he knows who you are and where you are. He gives you strength and desire to do what you need to do in this hour to overcome things you need to overcome. Number two, real devotion. We're talking about power. With devotion. 1 Corinthians 10:13, with devotion. The prayer of the righteous prevails. Ask God to help you to overcome temptation in your life. Whether it be at a table, whether it be out shopping in the mall, whether it be social media, whether it be on your job, in your businesses, wherever you are, I mean, you're on the moon, on another planet, no matter where you are in this earth, on this life, God will help you to do what you need to do to overcome temptation. Believe by faith, walk by faith, live by faith, breathe by faith you need to, that the going today will help you to trust in God, and God will bring you out and say what by his word. God will strengthen you in your time of hour, your time of need, praise God. The promises of God never fail. They don't fail your God. The promises of God never fail, saints, from day to day. Jesus overcame, if you can overcome temptation by using the word of God, praise God, you can overcome by doing likewise. You might say it was easy. You know, trial and test is not easy, but learning to count all joy, it's not easy. We all get tested. We all go to trial. We all go to test. Trial and testing. But God said, I will be there for you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will help you overcome these things in your life. And you see his word. And you see the many things. You see the Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, our parents, our grandparents, people who love and care about, they had overcame. And we can overcome through Christ. Amen?
Amen.
That's God's word. God's word do not fail. No failure in the word of God.
Amen.
Psalm 119:11. That word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee.
Mm-hmm.
May not sin against Almighty God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Get us to create, Lord, in me a clean heart. Lord, forgive me, repent. Create me a clean heart. Amen. We need the deliverance of God's power in our life to create us a clean heart, the right spirit filled with his Holy Spirit. Amen. Walking this Christian journey, Christian walk each and every day. It's a walk each and every day. Amen. Walk by faith and not by sight. It's a walk. It's a journey. It's a life in Christ. Amen. That God will help us to do. Amen. And also, he has given us victory over our temptation, over sin. Number three, we're disciples. We're disciplined. James 1:12. We're disciplined. James 1:12 says, blessed the man that endures temptation, for when he has tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord has promised to them that love him. God will keep his promise, saint. He'll keep his promise to you as well, child of God. Good child. He keep his promise to the believer in Christ, amen. The child of the Most High God. He's going to keep his promise to you, and he will be there in your time of need, amen. Sinful pleasures, pursuits, products, and promotion must be avoided. Say that again. Sinful pleasures, pursuits, products, and promotions must be avoided. Stay away from the tactics of the enemy. If you know that now you are now God, in the tactics of the enemy, it's not a real God for your life, stay away from it. Don't go straight into it, dive into it. Just stay away from that. Some things you got to learn to avoid. God give you a way out sometimes. Learn to avoid. Don't go and miss it and tangle with it. Don't turn back to the old vomit. Come out and do what God called, command you to do. You know, create you a clean heart. Create you a clean heart for the fame of God. So God can use you for the kingdom work. Amen?
Amen.
He may use you for that. Set rules and limitations. God give you ability to set rules and limitations for yourself. He tells you, examine yourself sometimes. Examine yourself, see you in the face. Examine yourself, set rules for you. Set limits for yourself. If I think I got too much, for example, too much chocolate is going to be bad for me, I might not want to go there. If I ain't done too much over here, a certain thing, I might not want to do that because it might not just hurt me physically or mentally, it might just hurt me spiritually too as well. A certain thing you might not want to indulge in for the long term. I might want to do it for a short term or something like that, maybe. But no, not for long term. So govern yourself accordingly. Set rules and limits for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No. And practice self-awareness.
Yes.
Practice self-control. Mm-hmm. Practice self-control and restrictions.
Yes.
With God's help and good discipline, you can win over temptation. Mm-hmm. With God's help and good discipline, you can win over temptation. I think God, I'm testing on that. Some of the things, so something I got to work on. But thank God you can win over temptation. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Attain from appearance. God can obtain for all appearances of evil. For all appearances of evil. Don't keep doing the same right you've been doing. Just keep doing the same thing. That's insanity.
Mm-hmm.
But do the thing God called command to do that's good for us, good for our mind, body, and spirit. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Number four, denouncement. According to Matthew 4:3-11, real denouncement. Jesus got a good example of that. Each time Satan came and tempted Jesus, to give him, to give into it? Matthew chapter 4, 23. Every time Satan came to tempt Jesus to give him, to give into his desire, Jesus gave him a knockout punch, so to speak. He countered the word of God. The word of God is powerful, sharper than two-edged sword. It's the holy word of God, the living word of God. He used the word of God to defeat the enemy. And we had the same word in our spiritual warfare as well. Oh, I spoke on that. She's going to continue preaching that. You want to get that word?
Matthew 4.
Yeah.
What verse?
3 through 11.
Amen. Matthew 4, verses 3 through 11. And when the tempter came to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, it is written, this is Jesus speaking, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God.
Amen. But remember, Jesus had fasted 40 days and 40 nights. Think about that. He had fasted 40 days and 40 nights out in the wilderness. In the wilderness, he was, you know, he was animals, some other thing out there in the wilderness. And he was out there without food for 40 days and 40 nights. And the enemy come along and tempt him, okay, trying to get him to go against the word of God, disobey the word of God, but called by saying, now you don't tempt God. Go ahead.
Then the devil taketh him
up
into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple.
My God.
And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God,
he is the Son of God,
cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against the stone. Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain,
yes,
and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them.
My God.
And saith unto him, all these things I will give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then saith Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you. The same weapon Jesus used, the word of God, the same weapon the children of God have today, the saints of God have today, the word of God.
Amen. It is written.
It's written, yes, sir. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Give the calendar the word of God, the powerful, holy, living word of God.
Mm-hmm.
You have the same opportunity as well.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus remained obedient to his heavenly Father. Jesus remained obedient to his heavenly Father. You have the same opportunity to remain obedient to God's word. So you can too. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus practiced and provide a perfect illustration of God's word in action, of God's word in power, of God's word in faith. He has the same opportunity. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Amen. Praise
Amen.
God. Number five, with diligence.
Mm-hmm.
James 1, 15 and 16. James 1, 15 and 16. Then when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin. And sin bringing forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringing forth death. So let us know, we ain't nothing to play around with. Play around with. Some people think so, but it's not. You may know the temptations that praying carefully and paying attention to things that God called you to do. But not to be aware of Satan's tactics and Satan's strategy that he put out there trying to get you to fall away from the word of God, trying to get you sidetracked, trying to get you to disobey the word of God, do the thing we shouldn't do that in the coincide with the word of God. You win over temptation through kingdom Christ-driven ministries through workmanship for Christ, through God's kingdom building, through God's discipleship, through fellowship, through worship, through your praise, through your prayer life, praise God, to learn to trust God and to obey his word from day to day. Becoming engaging in helping people and to evangelizing to the lost and to do the thing that God commands for us to do, the people of God. And in Christ's workmanship, it's the work for everyone to do. And it's enough for everyone to participate, enough to go around. But there's still a lot of souls that need salvation, praise God. Number six, we're defeating strongholds in your life. We're defeating strongholds in your life. For God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble.
Mm-hmm.
Humble yourself before the mighty hand of God, and he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Yes, God cares for you. Yes, Jesus loves you and cares about what you're going through. Yes, he does. God cares about who you are. Right now, what you all about going in your life. God's divine nature, God's divine power is what you need to sustain up from day to day. You see a stronghold in your life. My wife spoke about a weapon of spiritual warfare. She still clicked on that part. But know your weapon of spiritual warfare that God has set aside for you as a child of the Most High God.
Mm-hmm.
The weapon of your spiritual warfare can help you win over temptation and win over selfish desires in your life and other things that make you strong in your life. Spiritual warfare, you're successful, demolishing strongholds in your life. After God's spiritual warfare, you're successfully demolishing strongholds in your life from day to day. Amen?
Amen.
You be successful in that. God can scatter those strongholds with your walking faith in him. Amen. And trust and obedience to the things of God, you fortify your faith in the things of God, you fortify your faith in Jesus Christ by the work of Christ in your life, amen, to empower you and you go on for your day-to-day spiritual growth and development. God will empower you to be stronger in faith, stronger in your walk in the things of God and things of Christ, amen,
amen.
And help you to endure from the beginning and to the end. Endure to the end, amen. God will help you from the beginning to the end. So trust in God and trust in his word. To obey his word, to help you to be victorious in the things of God from day to day. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Ephesians 6, 12 through 18. Take the whole armor of God. God said, put on the whole armor of God. He never said, take it off, because in it is just like a roaring lion. He can hook it out, kill, steal, and destroy. God said, put on the whole armor of God. Put on the whole armor of God. He didn't say for him to take it off, so he stays on you all the time. But here's the tell, the armor of God stay on you at all times, 24/7. You don't take it off, but you leave it on without it. You're subject to the enemy attack.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know what's in your wallet? You what's in your heart? Well, you got the armor of God upon your body, upon your spirit from head to toe. Your wallet's not going to protect you, but the armor of God is protecting for all the five darts of the enemy, praise God. Amen? All the five darts of the enemy. Not some, but all the five darts. You need protection all the way around, praise God. Protect you from the enemy, because he's a defeated foe, praise God. Through the blood of Jesus, to the word of God, the word of your testimony. Defeat a stronghold in your life. Amen. No temptation that had taken man except such and it comes to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. Praise God. Hallelujah. But with the temptation, you also make the way of what?
Yes.
A way of escape?
Yes.
Almighty God made a way for you to escape and you be able to bear it. Amen. What a blessing, according to 1 Corinthians 10:13. You King James Version there. But God ain't that something? God even provided a way for escape in that temptation.
Mm-hmm.
You got some decisions to make, some choices to make. He provides for you a way to escape and you won't have to go there. When you're in it, you can come out of it victoriously. Praise God. When we face temptation, we need to rely on God, not ourselves. Rely on God's word and his power and his spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And on Christ, he can provide a way for us to escape. Not man, not woman. God provides a way for you to escape, say a word. He provides for you for the break, but for you to escape out of that situation that you are in. You know, or keep you on the path of righteousness for Christ. But if you decide, you choose not to accept this mission, but you decide to sin, and you become blind to the escape walk route God has for you, okay, that you're on your own. That God has provided for you, don't do that. Don't God provide a way for you to escape, take the escape route.
Amen.
Don't get blind to the escape route God has provided for you. Amen. And in it, don't come along and do things you don't want him to do. Amen. But God has provided for us. He will provide for us, and he will supply for us the things we need to continue to be victorious over the enemy. Amen. Or not, y'all going to be what we sow. And you're going to reap what you sow by making that decision you made, and you had to go there, and God provided an escape route for you, and you didn't take it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Provided an escape route for you to take, and you did not take it. Amen. According to 2 Samuel 21, David, I'm going to close here. David here's a song of here's one of David's songs of praise. David knew about temptation. David knew about the relationship with Christ. David knew about these things, the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
It said in 1 Samuel 22:1-7. I'll get that verse. Okay, I'll go to Psalm 9:9. And the Lord also will be a refuge and for the oppressed and a refuge in the time of trouble. God will be with you in time of trouble, saints. Not by yourself. He will help you go through that midnight hour, 13 hours. God will be there for you. He will be there to help you get through that. Don't lose your grip to sinful footsteps of sin by disobeying God and by to your unbelief. God can help you in all areas of your life. Let you be firm in the things of God. Don't lose sight. Don't lose hold of the things of God. Trust in him. Lean not to your own understanding. Trust God in all things. 2 Samuel 22:1. This is a song that David got a lot of songs. He prayed for encouragement, for deliverance, for the saint to praise. Song of praise, song of encouragement, song of affirmation to the saints of God, song of strength. Mm-hmm. What did you tell me?
Amen. 2 Samuel 22 uh-huh. verses 1-7.
Yes.
And David spoke unto the Lord the words of this song in the day that the Lord had delivered him out of the hand of all his enemies.
Out of the hand of all his enemies.
And out of the hand of Saul.
Okay.
And he said, the Lord is my rock and my fortress.
My rock.
And my deliverer.
Yes.
The God of my rock, in him will I trust. He is my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior. Thou savest me from violence. I will call on the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies.
David, we should do the same thing. We save our enemies, save from temptation. Faith and temptation, praise God. But learn to trust in God through all your temptations. Learn to trust in him. Trust in God and lean not to your own understanding. For trust in God and keep your commandments, for this is the whole duty of mankind. Whole duty of man. According to the word of God.
Amen. Praise God. Don't lose your grip. You can win over temptation. Don't lose your grip, saints. You can win over temptation. And the man of God shared a variety of ways that you can overcome and win over temptation. He talked about the word of God being hid in your heart. He talked about, as the Lord himself used the word of God, it is written, he said, when he had to be able to withstand against the temptations of Satan. So we can win over temptation. All we have to do is stand and have the word of God within our hearts. Praise the Lord. It is powerful. Yeah, hallelujah. It will allow you to overcome any temptation. We're going to go ahead and open the lines up tonight. We have a few more minutes just left in the program, and we're going to certainly give an opportunity for anyone. If you have a comment,
that you'd like to make about tonight's topic, if you have a testimony, if you have a question, go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad, and we will bring you into the studio. Tonight, we are talking about don't lose your grip. You can win over temptation. Is there one tonight that would like to? Praise God. Hallelujah. Caller, your last 4 digits, 0400. You are live within the studio. Go right ahead, please.
All right. Praise God. I'm going to say don't lose your grip. I like that. I really do. As I was listening to Pastor Jasper, I'm trying to write notes, and my handwriting gets a little cold on me. But I'm going to say this here. When he said, you can't win if you lose your grip. Sometimes I'll be talking to people, and they be telling me different things. And I say, well, just don't give up. Don't turn loose. I say, if you turn loose, then you're doomed. But if you hold on to what God has promised you, you will
Amen.
See yourself come through these things. And then there was something else
yeah.
I had wrote. You said about it's your choice. We have to be prayerful about our choices
yeah.
we make. Because sometimes the
yeah.
enemy will come in and tempt you with things. Oh, it sounds so good. Oh, yeah, it
yeah.
could work. It may not be ordained by God for you to do that. So we have a choice. We have a choice to listen to what God says in our prayer time. Because, see, when you hide, like you mentioned that, when you hide the word in your heart, you can feed on that word to be able to make a wise decision, you see.
Yeah.
And so my encouragement, like Pastor Jasper, is this. Don't lose your grip. Don't lose your grip in your life with Christ. Don't lose
Amen.
Your grip in making decisions in a temporary moment. We got
yeah.
to be obedient to hear the voice
Amen.
Of God and how you really and know that it's God when you take time and pray and fast and don't do all the talking, do the listening, because he will speak to you. All right.
Amen.
Don't lose your grip. I'm going to say it again. Don't
Amen.
Lose your grip.
Amen.
Can't win. Can't win if you lose your grip. You can't win. And that's so true. All righty.
That's right.
Thank you.
Praise God.
Thank you,
Amen. Thank you, Mother Pat. Yes. Don't lose your grip. Don't lose your grip. Stay in the word of God, as Mother Pat shared. Pray and fast. Because temptation, you don't even have to go outside of your house to be tempted.
Mm-hmm.
You and then now the way that media is, the radio, television, et cetera,
phone.
Video games, telephone, those are sources. The enemy can use them
mm-hmm.
as sources of temptation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so very important that we stay in the word of God, that we pray, that we read our word, that we fast, so that we will be able to withstand temptation when the tempter comes. Also, caller 9709. Caller 9709. Go right ahead, please.
Yes, this is Carol Pierre, and I want to say hello, pastors.
Hello, Carol. Praise God.
I want to say the word was rich and right on time for me, and I thank you that I will not lose my grip. I will, and I promise you I will win over temptation. Thank you for the words of encouragement. I really do appreciate it. It was definitely a timely word for me in this hour. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you so much for sharing that, Elder Carol. Praise God. Yes, a timely word for so many of us, especially in this day that we're living in. We need to make sure to be reminded, don't lose our grip. Oh, yes, that we can win over temptation, praise God.
Yeah.
Well, hallelujah. We thank God for the word tonight again. We thank God for everyone that has tuned in. Praise the Lord. We will not leave the broadcast, however, without giving the opportunity for salvation.
Praise the Lord. Romans 10, 9 and 10 tells us that if you but confess with your mouth and believe in your heart upon the Lord Jesus and believe that God has raised him from the dead, then thou shalt be saved. And that confession is as simple as ABC. You accept and ask the Lord, say, Lord, come into my heart. Forgive me of my sins. I know that you are the Son of the living God. Come in, cleanse me of my sins, Lord. Thank you for taking up residence in my life for the rest of my life, Lord Jesus. And when you but pray a prayer just that simple, knowing that God has raised Jesus Christ from the dead for our sins, hallelujah, and he sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, interceding for both you and for me. When you pray that prayer, we welcome you. If you prayed it with the sincerity of your heart, we welcome you tonight into the kingdom of God. And we give God all the praise. The word of God says, if but one turns from a way of sin, the angels in heaven, they rejoice, and we rejoice right along with you. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. Well, we thank you again for tuning in tonight, and we pray that this word has been a blessing to you. Go forth, let it resonate in your spirit throughout this week. Don't lose your grip, saint. You can win over temptation. We give God all the praise. Go forth and have a wonderful night. And to God be all the glory. We love you.
Hallelujah.
Have a blessed night. Good night.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. He's a deliverer.
Our God is there. sleeves, the angels putting on the ribs.
Our God is an awesome God.
There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
The Lord wasn't joking when he kicked them out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. Coming soon, you better be believing.
Our God is an awesome God.
Starless in the void of the night.
Our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
Judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom. Mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. Hope that you have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.
Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say,
he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide
me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good to you, testify.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
God.
Verse 2, Savior of the whole world.
Savior of the whole.
giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. Where the Lord has brought you from.
Awesome.
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 Let's talk about why he's awesome. You say, he's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
He's mighty.
Awesome. Somebody ought to lift your voice and celebrate.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
he's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
He's holy.
Working miracles, I live a life of faith. chosen generation. We've been called for to show He's excellent. Yeah, all I require for life, God has given me, and I know who I am. We are a chosen generation. Come, we've been called for to show His excellence.
Every day,